Riverway Stories, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
I'm Amy Banman. Rarity typically walks hand in hand with value. However, perception is everything. Prior to the arrival of the pioneers, Iowa was covered by vast expanses of prairie and an abundance of scattered wetlands. The soil that underlays these ecosystems was among the richest on the planet, and this became the focal point for settlers. Within a period of 40 years following the invention of John Deere's steel plow in 1837, the frontier had moved west of Iowa and farmers had settled across the state. The decline of the prairie and wetlands went unnoticed, or at least unappreciated. More than 99% of Iowa's original prairies and wetlands were replaced with farmland. We now have the historical and ecological knowledge to comprehend the rarity and value of our remaining prairies and wetlands. But wetlands continue to be viewed as nuisances, as mosquito breeding ponds, as dump sites, and as obstacles in the way of development. Changing this attitude requires building relationships between people and resources. Connecting people to organisms that call a wetland home can be an enlightening experience that personalizes conservation of these resources. Turtles are among the best ambassadors for wetland conservation. At Nahant Marsh, a turtle monitoring program was instituted in 2010 to collect demographic data on the different turtle species residing in the marsh. The results of this research have since been used to introduce hundreds of people to these likable organisms through public outreach presentations. After 4 years of research, nearly 1,000 turtles have been individually identified. Public discussion of the sheer number of these turtles is often met with surprise and alone sparks new appreciation for the importance of wetlands, not as abstract habitats, but as home to individual turtles. The combination of research and public outreach has allowed the Nahant Marsh Turtle Monitoring Program to make wetland conservation about more than protecting a landscape that is viewed from afar, but about protecting communities of individual organisms that a person can create relationships with through sight and touch. This relationship can plant the seed necessary for developing an accurate appraisal of the value of wetland ecosystems as the rare, vulnerable relics of a historical landscape that has all but disappeared.
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK.